Hi, my name is Stuart. I'm 7 years old, and you're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Stuart, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on day 4 of Elephant Week on the Kids Commute. Now, today, I want you to try to imagine something for a second, okay? You're at the circus. Now, maybe you're eating popcorn or peanuts. You've been watching clowns and trapeze artists and stuff, and all of a sudden, 50 elephants and 50 ballerinas come out and do a ballet. Now, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it really happened. This was a real performance. The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus used to refer to their circus as the greatest show on earth. So if they were going to do a ballet, it had to be bananas. Now, today's music is called Circus Polka for a Young Elephant. So why does the title specify for a young elephant? Well, apparently that was just kind of a silly in-joke between the choreographer, George Balanchine, who put the dance together, and the composer, Igor Stravinsky, the guy who wrote the music. When Balanchine asked Stravinsky, "Hey, would you write a ballet for elephants?" Stravinsky was like, okay, but only if they're very young. So that's what that's about. So again, I'm not making this up. This was a real thing. 50 ballerinas, 50 elephants. They performed this a whole bunch of times, actually. It was very successful. So let's sit back and imagine that we're at the circus with 50 ballerinas, 50 elephants, while this piece of music is playing. Thank you. That was Circus Polka for a Young Elephant, or 50 Elephants, by Igor Stravinsky. So what did it look like in your head, that ballet? Was it funny, or beautiful, or just really weird? Tell us about it on our website, kidscommute.org. Time now to check in with our Quizlet. So all week, we've been asking you, who is the king of the elephants that this piece of music is written about? Let's review our hints. You may recognize him from books, cartoons, or a movie. His story was written in France. And, last hint, his queen is named Céleste. Now, we'll give you the answer tomorrow, but if you already know the answer to our Quizlet, text it with your name and address. Don't forget your address to 231-237-7482, and we will send you a Kids Commute prize pack. All right, that does it for this episode of the Kids Commute. We'll see you tomorrow, or as an elephant would say...
Interlaken Public Radio.